Hey, I'm Jacob Lewis. I just wanted to quickly say that there's some content and language in this episode that might not be suitable for children. So, now's your chance. You can turn it off. All right, let's do this.
I had one guy stop. He wanted to lick my own piss. He said, when last time I took a shower? I said, it's been 3-4 days. Yeah. He licked my own piss and gave me $20. To lick my dirty, sweaty,
this is Ron talking to our producer Tasha 10 years ago. They're standing outside the Nashville Rescue Mission. It's a place where homeless men and women can get clothes, food, and shelter. They're talking about how even when you're homeless, when it seems like you possess almost nothing in this world, there are people who still want something from you.
Now you tell me, I know I'm crazy for smoking crack, but that is just fucking insane. And he was driving a Jeep, one of the new Jeeps. The one with the little spotlights on the top. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The new Jeeps. So he's not no broke, pathetic, you know what I'm saying? He probably got a really good job and wife and kids and all 9 yards. Once in a while, he likes to lick dirty armpits. Come on, man. Something's not right with that picture, is it, man? Maybe I'm from Africa and I'm shallow, but even in Africa, we don't lick the armpits, bro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, golly. I said, you want to do what? Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Yeah, $20 for like 8 seconds of work. But he specifically asked me, when was the last time you took a bath? If I had said just today or something, you'd probably pass and went on by. You wanted some dirty armpits. And I guess they can't go to no church or whatever and ask to lick the preacher's armpits. So they come around the mission. It's a pretty crazy world, man. For real, it's kind of insane.
I'm Jacob Lewis, and you're listening to Neighbors, the show where next door hits home, telling surprising stories of ordinary people. Today we continue our series Sans Houses by going to church. Two stories of people who went to church for two very different reasons. The first is Anita. She's been in and out of homelessness over the years and has seen her share of trouble. But her first experience of strangers wanting to take something from her came after she ran away from home.
I can't tell you what age I was. I was probably from 16 to 18, maybe. I don't remember. I really consciously don't remember. I thought he was my boyfriend because I was self-conscious. Is that the word? I was self-conscious about myself, even though people said, oh, boy, you got a bad body. You look a certain way. I was still self-conscious. I didn't have a lot of self-esteem. And I hooked up with this guy named, can I say his name? James. I was a runaway still. And he said, you come stay with me. And oh boy, now I really think I'm on top of things. You know, he got an apartment. My boyfriend got an apartment. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. He said, I need help with these bills or something to that fact. He was drugging. We were doing probably cocaine. And he did everything I like. And he dropped me off at the downtown Presbyterian church in front of the church that I am so involved indirectly and directly with today. And the first time he came back, and he said, did you get anything? I think it was a mutual understanding that I would go and get in a car and ask a man to have sex and have some money. And I think I told him that I got me some food or something. And he said, where's my money at? And I remember him beating me. I don't remember if it was there or where. But I remember the next time, two or three times, going out and coming back with like $20 or $30. I wasn't very good at it. Everybody thinks they gold, but I wasn't very good at it. I stayed drugged up. I had to. I can't tell you how much time went on, but for the times I did it, and I don't remember. That's why I would drink. I would drink so heavy in life to not to remember none of it. I wanted to get at that level of feeling good and just don't remember and black out. But I survived that. And I just, now I realize I'm on a mission. I'm more than just a servant. I'm on a mission. I'm on a healing mission that people's hearts can be healed if they only believe in who Christ is. If I could help somebody as I journey on, then my living shall not be in vain. If I could help somebody with a word or a song, then my living won't be in vain.
That interview was recorded about 6 years ago. Anita is doing well. She's still housed and still helping others. Now on to Ron, the one who was talking about the armpit. He was recorded 10 years ago, and we don't really know where he is today, so some of the details on his life are a little fuzzy. He says he came from Zimbabwe in the year 2000. His mother was a doctor. His grandmother raised him Catholic. But 3 years after he got to the States, he dropped out of college, got addicted to crack, and became homeless. He's standing outside the Nashville Rescue Mission, a place where the people there don't want his armpit sweat as much as they want his religious faith. Anyone receiving help there is required to attend a church service in exchange. Ron was asked what he thought about them.
Church service. For one, well, first of all, let me answer your previous question. I do believe in God. I ain't prayed in a while, but I guess I do pray. But I ain't prayed in a while, though. Religion will send you to hell. And relationship with God will send you to heaven. You know what I'm saying? So church service. For one, church is inside your heart. Church is not a building. You know what I'm saying? A church is a connection between you and God. You know, church is talking to God, it's conversation with God, you know. It's praise to God, you know what I'm saying? It's in service. I'm trying to break down the two words, church and service, you know. Service is doing work. You know, in James chapter 3, he said, faith without works is dead. You know what I'm saying? That means, you know, having faith is good enough, but having faith is good, but it's not good enough. You got to put in work to prove your faith. More like, you know what I'm saying? But don't really prove it. It's just making your faith real by doing something good, you know what I'm saying? When you're a Christian, you're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, like Jesus did. You know what I'm saying? If you walked across somebody that needed help on the street, he would help you automatically. He wasn't like he was sent to do it, or it was just that there was in his path and they needed his assistance. And if he was able to provide it, he would. And he was Jesus, so he was able to provide whatever situation he was in. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing with Christians. That's what James was talking about in the chapter, you know what I'm saying? If somebody comes up to you and they're cold, freezing, and hungry, and you have a coat, you have a sandwich in your pocket, And you see them, and you talk to them, and say, brother, are you all right? And they tell you, no, I'm not, you know, I'm blah, 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 blah. And you say, well, I'm going to pray for you. And you pray for them, and you say, God bless you, and you walk on the way. You have did nothing. Your faith is useless. You had a coat on. You had a sandwich in your pocket. Your prayer didn't do nothing for them. You know what I'm saying? You would have better off if you just gave him a sandwich and a coat and walked off. That would have been even better than just you praying for him and God bless you and all this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all good. You know, so then they got a church service going on every day. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it becomes more of a religion. And these people are getting paid to stand up there and give you the service. It's just a job. You know, at the same time, you got this church service every day. For one, oh, it'd be hostile, it'd be packed. I know because people are coming because they love God. People are coming because they need a place to crash. And to get a bed, they'll be able to sleep at the mission. You have to attend the church service. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, really, the whole church service thing is a facade. You know what I'm saying? Really, it's a shamble, man. It's bullshit. No disrespect to God. It's bullshit. The one on the pulpit is there because he gave paid to be there. The one in the seat down in the audience is there because he needs a place to sleep. So you tell me at what point in time God falls in. You know what? People are there because of necessity, because of needs. They got things they need, and that's why they're there. And maybe God set it up like that. You know, who's us to say what God intended by sending out the mission, setting it up the way it is, you know? But as far as church service goes, that's what I think about.
Churches. Nashville is full of them. Anita was dropped off in front of a church that would later house the offices of the street paper, The Contributor. The income from selling that paper helped her get into housing. Ron was addicted to crack and went to a church for the things he needed, but had to endure the stipulations that came along with it. I've seen both narratives play out amongst people I know. Some are saved by their faith, some want to be saved from it. I'd love to hear your story of going to church. You can leave a voicemail with your story at 818-927-2346. Neighbors is produced by Tasha A.F. Limley, Bailey Robbins, and me, Jacob Lewis. Thanks to Dan Burns and Fuzz Muzz for use of their music. I just wanted to say thank you. It's you, the listener, that makes this all worthwhile. You've been so supportive, and it's exciting to see not only Neighbors, but all the other shows in the herd grow. Thank you so much. A way you can help is to leave a review in iTunes. It goes a long way to getting this show to more people. And if you've been listening for a while and find the show valuable, let me know. Send an email or call that number I gave you. I just might put you on the air. Well, Neighbors is a founding member of the audio collective, The Herd. That's six indie podcasters scattered all across North America. One show in The Herd is Arrivals by Jonathan Hirsch. He tells stories of transformation and change. And his next episode is going to be amazing.
All of a sudden, my child is pulling on my hand, saying, Mommy, Mommy, Mama. I think something went wrong in your tummy that made me come out as a boy instead of a girl. Put me back so that I can come out as a girl.
To find out more about The Herd shows, visit theherdradio.com. That's H-E-A-R-D. I'm Jacob Lewis, and I'm reminding you to get to know your neighbors.